Remarks of the President, Windsor Locks, Connecticut, 16 October 1952.
This afternoon, I've had a wonderful morning across Connecticut, and you know the beautiful part about it is, I have to tell everybody I'm not running for office. The crowds have been bigger than they were in 1948 when I was out asking you to vote for me. Now I'm asking you to vote for somebody else. I guess you've heard a rumor as to why I'm here. I'm out campaigning for the Democratic ticket, if anybody doesn't know. You have a fine slate of candidates here. You've just seen them. I'm very fond of Bill Benton. He's an able and distinguished senator. Abe Ribicoff has made a wonderful representative, and he will make you a senator that you'll be proud of. Tom Dodd impresses me as being a man who knows what ought to be done for the welfare of the people, as does Stanley Priveson. If you send a delegation like that to Connecticut, to the Congress, you'll get the things that, in which Connecticut is interested before that body and get fair treatment, I'm sure. As for our national ticket, Adlai Stevenson and John Sparkman are two of the finest, most progressive men who've ever run for office. They both have great records of constructive service for the people. They are men who really understand the problems of the everyday man. You can trust them all the way. I've been enjoying their ride along this Connecticut River. This is a beautiful country and a grand time of year to be here. I like your river. I'm always interested in rivers and what we've done with them and how we've made use of them. New England pioneers developed the navigation and water power of this river for the common good. They built a productive industry along its banks. They made it a channel of commerce and of trade. Then, in the 19th century, your river and your valley were exploited mercilessly for private profit. The hills were denuded. The floods became a problem. Waste was dumped into the river and it became polluted. And here, of all places, where water power was first used for industry, the electricity that could be harnessed from your river is either undeveloped or being sold to you at about the highest rates in the whole United States. There are great things to be done along this river to make it perform full service once again for the people of the Connecticut Valley. With proper conservation, floods can be stopped, pollution can be checked, navigation can be improved, and new sources of cheaper power can be developed for your factories and farms and homes. These are all things that you, the people of this valley, can do with the right kind of cooperation from your towns and cities and your states and the federal government. Now, the Democratic Party has always believed that the government exists to help the people do the things they cannot get done by themselves. We want to give the people of this valley and all New England whatever help you yourselves desire in building up the resources of this great countryside. That's what we have done in other river basins, helping people make the most of their fine rivers. The Republican Party has exactly the opposite philosophy. They believe it is the purpose of government to help special private interests exploit our national resources for their own private profit. If the Republicans can't take control in Washington, they won't help you with your navigation problems, or stream pollution, or power, for that might interfere with the enrichment of the manufacturers and the utilities who like things to stay as they are. Don't be fooled by scare stories that somebody in Washington wants to come up here and take this river away from you or take control of it. Just isn't the word truth, man. That's the power lobby propaganda, and it's plain hooey. They are just afraid you might stand up someday and take control of your resources yourselves. The truth is that you can develop and control this river yourselves, and a democratic government will cooperate with your local and state authorities to help you to do it. then you'll really own the river and be able to enjoy it the way you should and make it work for you in your interest and not in the interest of private power. Now, election day comes in November, as you know, on the 4th. And election day is the time when the people of the United States exercise their control of their government. If you don't take an interest, if you don't get yourself registered, and then if you don't go to the polls on the 4th of November, and you have bad government, you have nobody in the world to blame but yourself. So if you're going to do right by yourself, if you're going to do right by your country, if you're going to help the world situation to come out without a third world war, you go to the November the 4th, you vote for Stevenson and Sparkman, and we'll have 4 more years of good government. Thank you very much.